friends, have you ever received an invitation and the date seemed so far away initially? An event like a wedding, or a graduation, or a birthday celebration. Today, as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, I can only imagine what it may have been like for the disciples and those who were with them on that day. For you see, Pentecost was in fact 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For many who had journeyed with him during those 3 years, it seemed to be a long way away. And I would say that the same is probably true for some of us. But when we look at Scripture, their waiting was not in vain, nor would it be matched by anything else that would occur in their lives. For you see, sometimes in life, we are invited to attend certain things, not realizing that there are actually opportunities for us by just showing up. When we look at Scripture, we are also reminded that God continues to bless his people. For as Pastor Andrew shared on last Sunday at the beginning of this new series, God's Other Gift, that the Holy Spirit completes the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And for me, as I looked at our scripture for this morning and thought about what would be a key takeaway for us today, it is the joy that is given to us through this event and promise of God. And so join me as we turn to our scripture lesson that is found in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the first through the fourth verses. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. And suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were all sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. To think the Holy Spirit fell upon them and gave them the ability to speak in many languages. For if we look back at the context of this particular event, it tells us that not only were the disciples back in Jerusalem, but there were others from many nations who had come for the Festival of Weeks, therefore providing a much larger audience, if you will, than what would normally occur on a regular day in the life of Jerusalem. But not only was this an extraordinary time and event, but it was an opportunity for the message of God to be shared with those who were in the area. And the one thing that the Holy Spirit is able to do is to bring about unity. Unity, a lot of times, means being able to share the good news in the language that people know and are familiar with. And this particular scenario provides such an event. For it says that the disciples and those who were gathered in the meeting room spoke in a variety of languages. For if we read further in the scripture, it tells us that there were those who spoke the language who were from Mesopotamia or from Media, those who had come from Parasite or even some of the other countries. I apologize for butchering the names. But the point is that they were able to speak in their native language, and those who heard them were able to understand what they were saying. It helps us to better understand the gifts that God had already given us prior to this time. For God the Father is, in fact, the one who created us, the one who breathed the very breath of life into us. For if we go back to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the 26th through the 27th verses, we find these words. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and all the wild animals of the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In verse 30 and 31, it says, "And it was so." God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. For God is the giver of life. God, in his infinite wisdom, not only created us in their likeness, but God also, as we read further on in the book of Genesis, breathed the breath of life into Adam. God, our creator. But as we also know, God gave us Jesus the Christ, God the Son, to be our redeemer, to be the one who would come and grant us forgiveness, but not only forgiveness, but also the chance for eternal life. For if we look in the Gospel of John, the third chapter, the 16th through the 17th verses, we hear these words that God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have a chance to eternal life. And it goes on to tell us that God did not send him into the world to condemn the world, but that we might be saved. Jesus, the Son of God, our Redeemer. For Jesus, if we remember, went to the cross to take on the sins of the world, my sins and your sins, that we would be able to receive the full benefit of the next gift that God gave. His very life, again, in the way of the Holy Spirit. Our sustainer, as John Wesley would say, the one who would walk with us through the season of sanctification as a follower of Jesus Christ. I was able to see some of the feelings and the words as we look at the life application, if you will, provided to those of us who may use the New Revised Standard Version that carries some of John Wesley's beliefs and methods and customs that he shared with followers, with you and I. And it says that the church mission is that of reconciliation, reconciling us back to God. It also tells us that Jesus said we must also be reconciled to our brothers and sisters. For reconciliation is the healing of risk created by violence, discrimination, and greed, and other things. That is the church's mission. Reconciliation for the sake of the flourishing of all life is in being a disciple of Jesus. Reconciling, helping us to move beyond the things that divide us. The Holy Spirit came to unite us. The Holy Spirit came to remind us that we are still blessed to be a part of God's family, to realize that God continues to provide for us even today. But how many of you look at Pentecost as a day of joy? Can you imagine what it was like to be among those who were there that the Holy Spirit fell afresh on, and to be a part of a miracle that would be told for centuries to come? But not only to be a part of the story, but to understand how much God loved them and put them in a place like none other? How many of you remember the joy that you felt when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? I can say to you, I get goosebumps when I remember that day, that Tuesday back in May, when I accepted Jesus and God's Spirit filled me and I was filled with joy beyond measure. So much joy, I've told people that I parked my car and didn't realize until the next morning it really wasn't parked, because I was filled with so much joy that I wanted to be able to share it with my family. Joy in knowing that God still loved me enough to allow me a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance to be a part of his creation, to be a vessel, to share part of the kingdom of God here on earth. Today is a day of celebration, a day of joy, to know that God continues to provide for us and that we have avenues and we have tools, we have gifts that we will talk about in the next couple of weeks that God gives to each in every one of us by way of the precious Holy Spirit who continues to be present in our lives. There are those who would want to discount the account, but my purpose today is not to get into a theological debate. My purpose here today is to share with you the joy in knowing that God still gives his very life for each and every one of us. By way of not only creating us, by way of not only providing Jesus for our redemption, but by providing the Holy Spirit that we may have a sustainer, that we may have a path to reconciliation back to God, that we have an opportunity to share the joy and the good news to others. I believe that the disciples and those who were there felt that the wait was worth it for the gift that they had received from God by way of the Holy Spirit. My only question to you is, do you have joy? Do you still carry that joy that you experience in your waiting? But my second question is, do you have joy knowing that God has continued to provide for all of your needs as a follower of Jesus Christ? Amen. And amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, We thank you for this day, and we thank you for the reminder through Scripture of how you continue to provide for us, how you have given us your very life, the way of creation, redemption, and reconciliation and sustainability. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who left us these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you, church, and happy Pentecost Sunday.